Welcome back to This American Ride Podcast, where we talk about issues that affect you, the average American. What's up, and welcome back to the show. I'm George, here with Bert. How you doing, man?
Doing good, man. What's going on?
Weather finally broke, I think.
It's nice. Certainly warmed up. Rain's back, but...
Yeah, well, spring in New Jersey.
Only briefly, I believe. I think we're going to get a nice stretch here for a few days.
Yeah, well, even they missed this. It was supposed to be like all rain yesterday, all rain today, and we didn't get that much.
Yeah, I think tomorrow's going to be crappy, but I don't know. They're not here to listen to the weather.
That's it. It is Friday there tomorrow.
Yeah.
This will be Friday for them when they're listening to it, so.
Yeah. So, hey. Yeah, still that struggle to get consistent on this. I know you guys are tired of hearing us talk about it, but man, we'll get there one day.
It's tough. It's tough.
It's life goals.
Working on it. Working on it.
So.
Yeah. People not know. I mean, we've been ahead a handful of times in YouTube in like 5.5 years.
Yeah, it's.
A handful of times.
Man. Listen, this ain't a full-time job, so it becomes a struggle to stay on top of it. It's a battle.
So, but not here to talk about social media today.
That's a nice breeze coming through the.
It's not bad. It's not
through
bad.
The window, though.
It's not bad.
Nice out. So what are we talking about today?
So, people think, you know, this is some big rehearsed thing. You know, we sit down, we take all these notes, and
there is no pre-production meeting whatsoever.
Well, there was a pre-production meeting, technically.
Yeah, it was about 7 minutes of spitballing ideas. You know, again, we'll get more consistent on this. We'll have guests. We'll have topics that are specific. But lately, yeah. We've just been like, oh, you got a free time? Let's hurry up and let's try to get something done. So it's like, okay, what are we going to talk about?
Let's roll over and sit down.
You know, you asked me what to talk about. And I was like, I can always talk about, you know, the southern border. I have no problem. I'll beat that to death because it's disgusting. So
it's beating us to death.
It is. It's a problem, man.
We'll be beating us to death in another couple of years here. People don't realize, I think, what the...
They ain't realizing it by now, man. Holy crap.
No, what do you need? I think some people are not awake to the fact, you know, as woke as they may be, they're not awake to the fact that they are... they're importing voters.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, there's really no other way to look at it.
I don't know how obvious... I mean, how much more obvious you can make it.
Yeah.
I mean, you've lost a huge chunk of your own party that think this guy's a moron.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So many people, when you got, you know, Michael Rappaport saying he can't vote for Biden, one of the hugest, most flaming liberals ever, and not mean flaming in a gay way, but just like massive liberal. And he's like, I can't vote for that guy. You know, it's falling apart. Right. So.
And he's passionate about it.
And they know it. They've known it for a while now that this guy is a clown and that he wouldn't be able to sustain, you know, people's votes and, you know, any kind of, approval rating. His approval rating is like horrendous. Has been dang near since day one. So what do? You gotta bring in people that'll be so appreciative that you brought them here that of course they're gonna vote for you. They got two things, right? They're bringing these people in that are so grateful that they're clearly gonna vote for them and they shouldn't even be allowed to vote. And then you got this. You notice you haven't heard a whole ton over the last 3 years about the whole tuition forgiveness crap. But guess what?
He just slipped that back in. It's election year.
Well, yeah, it's election year. So we're gonna try that one again and see if we can get a couple more of these suckers to stay with us on, you know, that's buying votes. Let's see.
Buying votes.
Vote for me and I'll get rid of your debt. How much more clear is it that you're, it's insane.
Yeah. I think the big thing too, that I'm kind of curious about, what are the odds that we get through this general election cycle without a debate?
Oh, I don't think there's going to be a debate.
I can't see them putting this guy on stage with him. I cannot see Biden getting on a stage with Trump.
I don't think there's going to be a debate. And I honestly think that should, like, how is that not like some type of election law?
That's basic politics.
Like, how do you get away with that?
I feel like they're going to get away with it. I feel.
Even last time he was, you know, he had to do it, right? Like,
hot mess, man. Come on, man. It was like, he's a hot mess.
And then when he gets frustrated, he starts yelling.
And after that debate, they locked him in the basement.
Oh yeah,
for the rest of the campaign.
Like, we're not doing this again.
They're like, we're not going to have that happen.
We are just going to go hot and heavy on the bashing Trump, and we are not going to talk about what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
They've got nothing, man. They, well, you know, and then now they're going back to their old standby.
Well, they came back to abortion this week.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, interestingly enough, you know, they pinned, you know, this whole Arizona's a swing state, and, you know, the CNN headlines are like blaring, you know, Trump will lose Arizona. Like, already Trump has lost Arizona in the media's mind because he supports the abortion ban. Trump came out right away, and I don't think he's done a good enough job about it. And Trump has said, I do not support a federal abortion ban, because that's not anything of what it is. There's never been talk of a federal abortion plan. It's give the rights back to the states.
Yeah, they do a good job of misleading people on that. You know, he just came out again and he said it before. Like, it's, and that was the whole thing of overturning, you know, Roe v. Wade. It's like, it shouldn't be the feds making the call on this.
No.
It's not in the Constitution.
No. It's a
Why do they have
issue.
A problem with that? You know what I mean? Like, you have your so many states controlled by Democrats.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Have at it.
You go to the states that support it.
People don't understand. Like, America fought its bloodiest war over states' rights. And that is exactly what they want to do with this. They want to give it to the states, let the states decide. And the beauty of that is unlike countries where if you live in a country that is like one government, one state type of thing, mm-hmm. and the federal government says this is illegal, you're screwed. You either have to abide by that or you got to leave your country.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty of America is if your state says, well, this is illegal, you've got a number of choices. One, you could just go to a different state mm-hmm. and get done whatever you need to get done. Or if you don't like the values of your state, you can do like so many people from California and New Jersey and New York have done and leave. Yeah. And stay in your country that you love and you've been here.
Or you can stay in your state and you can fight to change it. Maybe there's a chance, right? But
oh, yeah,
there's so many options.
You're going to stay in New Jersey?
Not here.
Right. Are you going to stay in New Jersey and fight the change?
Well, I'm not going to, because I don't want to be a politician. But I mean, there are people, you know, there are people trying. You know, we have a governor who's on his last term, right? So there's going to be another gubernatorial election here.
It's brutal.
You know, before too long, and you're starting to see the Republicans that are throwing their name in the hat, Citarelli, and I saw mm-hmm. there was another one. But I mean, you can, if you're here and you're Jersey, you know, you're New Jersey through and through, and you're a Republican, you're gonna keep fighting the good fight. Like, good luck. But
yeah,
I don't hope to stick around to see how that turns out. But
I mean, I don't care who they put up there.
I
don't care who they put up there. I'm voting for him. So it's like,
yeah. I mean, the bigger,
it does not matter.
The bigger issue, like, for us would be that primary and you know, really doing your homework on that and who's going to give us the best shot. But yeah. I mean, the reality is, I think Chris Christie might have ruined the opportunity for a Republican to be a governor for a while in this state till it gets super bad.
Was he though? Was he a Republican? I mean, he was moderate.
Like, he was a Republican, you know, Rhino, like so many of them, but you know, he did such a crappy job in so many people's eyes that what we got now apparently is better to them, which is crazy to me, but
it's nuts, dude. Absolutely crazy.
Crazy. See, I think he caught a bunch of flack for like not coming back to the state when the earthquake happened. He was like out of state and he didn't come back. Like,
who, Murphy?
Yeah. Which I'm like,
it was a 4.8.
I mean, as much as I hate him, it's like,
it was a 4.8.
What was he going to do? Like, come back to address this? Like, we don't need to hear from you, dude. Our house rumbled for like 10 seconds.
What was great about the earthquake, and if you didn't know, we had an earthquake.
Yeah, in New Jersey, man.
In New Jersey. 4.8, 4.7-ish on the Richter scale. I felt it here. You felt it in your basement.
Oh, man, did I?
I felt it pretty good here.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what the heck? It takes you, you know, because we're not California. Like, we're not used mm-hmm. to it. It takes you a second to realize what is going on.
At first, I thought it was a helicopter. Because, you know, I live in that like helicopter path and we get those like black ops looking stealthy helicopters that fly over here sometimes.
Yeah.
And at first I thought it was a helicopter and I was like, that's weird. I don't hear the helicopter. And then the house just was like shaking. It lasted for a little bit too. Like, it wasn't, you know.
I thought it was a dump truck because we, you know, when we get some of the big dump trucks that come down our road sometimes.
Oh, because of that.
Yeah. They're not supposed to be on our road. Or sometimes they're just delivering like, you know, mulch or something in somebody's house. And if they kind of stop right out front of our house and idle, like, you'll get a bit of a rumble and a shake. But then I was like, no. And then I was like, is that a tornado? And then I'm like, because the way the whole floor moved, it was like,
it was weird.
Then it was like,
the monitors are rattling.
Different. Like, that's, you know, Carolyn was upstairs and she thought at first it was just strong winds. Yeah, it was weird. Really, yeah. Super weird.
So Stacy's aunt Gail was up in North Jersey, and she was in Parsippany, which was probably like, what, 20, 30 miles from the epicenter. And it was like all the neighbors come out of their houses. Like, it was pretty significant there.
Yeah.
So
I went out of my house, but I guess I'm one of the few that's, you know, we're the few that's working from home. Like, nobody else was outside. I'm like, I guess I'm the only one that felt that or gives a crap. Like, he's got right on, you know, like Facebook and stuff. And like, then all of a sudden people like, you know, you see it just popping up. Everybody talking about it.
Oh, everybody was texting. Funny. Like, I was laughing. I was, you know, finishing up the kitchen. There were contractors in the kitchen. All of a sudden everybody's phone was like, ding, 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 ding.
I didn't get anything. Like, oh, from texting? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, there was no kind of alert or anything. Like, you know,
sometimes I got nothing.
You get, like, weather warnings and things. Like, there was nothing like that.
I think the first thing I got was Fox News. There was an earthquake in New Jersey. I was like the first to live it. That was like the first thing I got.
Pretty weird.
It's pretty crazy, but hey, yeah. But
and then you have, like, you know, the scholars on The View, you know, talking about how, you know, the earthquake was caused by Trump and global warming. It's like,
please tell me somebody didn't say that.
Yeah, that's what somebody on The View
did
said.
You like see that clip, or do you actually watch the show?
I saw I don't remember the exact wording. Jeez. But I don't watch this. I watch the show. Get the,
I had to.
You see those clips, you know, it's conservative Instagram pages, you know, posting it or whatever. But yeah, you know, they're so crazy. Did you see, oh man, I forget her name. She's a black woman who was an actress, and she has some like radio show. Dang, her name is slipping. I can't think of her name, but you got to hear the clip of it, man, where she's talking about Trump and what's going to happen if he wins it.
Oh, all the bad stuff that didn't happen the last time he won it?
Right. But no, this was so dramatic. She did this voice. I mean, we can't play it on here, but I'll find it for you afterwards. She has this dramatic voice. She's getting loud, and she's like, the instant he wins, he's going to have the generals march right down to the glass case that the Constitution is in, and they're going to take a hammer and break the case and shred the Constitution. And I'm like, would he have done that the first time? Like,
I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm like, I feel like those people should be shot for treason, because in the 1700s, that's exactly what would have happened to somebody like that.
My point is, like, what are you talking about?
They're idiots. She's an idiot.
If you look at the people who are actually, like, the abortion thing, he's abiding by the Constitution and you're mad about it.
Yeah.
Do you even know what's in there?
No.
Because you apparently think abortion's in the Constitution.
And it's not.
Like, he's the one who's trying to his best to uphold it.
By the way, there have been so many Democrat-controlled Congresses and Senates. See, when Obama got in, they had the House and they had the Senate.
They had it all.
They had everything at that opportunity at Obama's first term. They had everything. And instead of taking that opportunity to do something and, like, ratify Roe v. Wade, get a constitutional amendment for abortion.
They call it codify?
Yeah.
What, I don't even know what that means.
I have no idea.
I haven't looked that word up, but they use it all the time, the politician.
But the instead of taking the time and the energy to do that, they shoved the Affordable Care Act down our neck so that Big Pharma could make billions of dollars.
Best thing to ever happen in this country.
So that people who worked, who, you know,
sarcasm,
had to have to pay crazy amounts of money for insurance.
Yeah,
and,
man.
And anybody who says time. That, you know, Obamacare is reasonable, you're not on it. Because I know people who work for companies who have less than 5 employees. And if you have less than 5 employees, you don't have to.
Yeah, but
you don't have to provide health insurance for your people. Mm-hmm. And they can go get Obamacare. And they can pay their $500, $600 a month for their Obamacare. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, it's not supposed to benefit the working class people.
And have a $7,500 deductible at that. So you're paying like $500 a month to the federal government, and you get a $7,500 deductible.
Yeah. Well, the whole point of that was, I mean, they don't want to talk about it, but the whole point was for all of us to pay more so that people, worthless people that don't work and live off the government, they're the ones getting the bargain on it. They're the only ones getting the good, cheap medical care.
So they can build their voter base.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just
any way they can buy a vote. Mm. I don't know. Crazy. Mm. But yeah, so obviously the border is what it is. It's a giant mess and getting worse by the day. But, you know, now, you know, the more recent stuff is this whole thing with Biden, you know, flying them in just directly from these third world countries that they're in. And, you know, 300 and something plus thousand people they just flew in, which, by the way, they won't count as like numbers for the border because, you know, they flew them in. They didn't go through the border and they won't tell you what airports they brought them into. They won't tell you specifically where they came from. Mm-hmm. We know a huge chunk went to Florida, a bunch went to Texas, and some went to New York. You know, it's blatantly obvious why they're trying to bring them into Texas and Florida.
Yep.
Right? Because those are states that they can't win. They got to try to balance it out. Like Florida's not a swing state anymore.
No, it's done.
You know, it's as red as any state is. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to recover from that.
Ohio's getting that way too.
It's getting close. Mm-hmm. It is getting close, man. This can't come and be done soon enough, though. This is going to be the most painful stretch.
Oh yeah.
Of just anxiety trying to get to this point. Because it's going to be one of two extremes for me. Like, it's either going to be amazing or it's going to be super depressing. Think of four more years of what we got going on right now. Anybody that can think of four more years of what we got going on right now. Holy crap, dude.
I don't think we're going to be able to afford it.
Afford it?
Literally.
I don't.
And you know what's interesting about this election now? So FedMet, they're like, we're not going to cut rates. We're not going to raise rates. We're just going to keep rates as they are. So we're going into this election year. We're not going to have a rate hike, right? We're going to keep everything good. Well, guess what? Inflation went up again. The reports just came out.
Well, yeah.
The reports just came out, what, 3-4 days ago that inflation has gone.
So it's up year over year.
It's continuing to rise.
And it's also up
quarter over quarter.
Somebody was on, some finance guy was on radio today, and he was saying how the last 4 months, every month, it's been up way more than anybody predicted or expected.
Yep.
So,
because they haven't raised rates. So you can't tell me like the Fed isn't under pressure from like a sitting president. You know, you can't tell me those guys operate independently, because if they were operating independently, we would have had another rate hike, because there should have been a rate hike this last time around.
We're not going to get a reduction. We're not going to get a drop. Right.
But now what are they going to do now when they meet again? What's the Q2 meeting going to be? Are they going to say, well, inflation's up, but we're not going to hike rates? Like, what's...
They might hike rates.
They're going to have to.
The guy I was on today was saying he doesn't... And I don't remember who this guy was, but he's some finance expert. He was saying that he doesn't see any... Definitely no reductions this year.
No.
And if anything, possibly the beginning of next year, they're being... an increase before anything starts coming down.
I think we'll see that increase. I think we're going to see that increase Q2 or we're going to see it right into the election. I think we're going to see it right into Q3. They're going to have to.
Well, if you think, you just said that you think the president has something to do with it.
Yeah.
Well,
no, that's what I said. I said he does. People think he does. That's with that whole, like, the rates should have been hiked this last time.
I don't think, and this guy's theory was that there won't be one in that anywhere from September on, because they would not want to do any kind of increase or decrease with right around the corner from the election to because it would look bad.
I think the problem is it should have happened last meeting and it didn't. And now they're going to find themselves in a pickle.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
In a pickle.
I'm not going to sit and act like I know the ins and outs of that whole piece of interest finance stuff, but
I just don't see
good.
How they thought inflation was going to go down without with unemployment staying the same. Like, you're adding jobs.
I was trying
to find. That's how the country works. You know, you raise the rates. It gets more expensive to borrow. People lay people off. People stop buying stuff. Inflation goes down. It's how it works. For inflation to drop, they need unemployment. They need higher unemployment. And... you know, you can't, it's just how it works. There's no,
I was looking at something. I saw something today that had, here it is. Inflation at the same point in presidency for Donald Trump and Biden.
Oh, good Lord.
So same point, like right now, at this point in their presidencies, energy was 0% inflation. Biden's 38 plus. Gasoline was minus 2 for Trump, 47%, almost 48% for Biden. Electricity was like 3% for Trump, 29 for Biden. Natural gas was negative 1.9. It's 20, almost 27 for Biden. Groceries, 3.3, 21 point. Now, these are the ones that, you know, they hit you.
All of them hit home. Energy hits home, too.
Eggs was minus 3.6. With Biden, its eggs are up 49%. Mm-hmm. Milk's up 15. It was at like 2 for Trump. Chicken was at like 3.7. It's at like 24 for Biden. Transportation, 2.3, it's up to 32.5 for Biden. Airfare was minus 13, almost minus 14% under Trump. It's at 32.7. Ooh, excuse me.
Woo.
That was at 32, almost 33% for Biden. Public transportation was negative 8. It's at 22. Used cars were 2.4%. They're at almost 21%. Apparel was 0.6. It's at almost 14% for Biden. Like, who needs anything more than this little screenshot right here when they go in to vote in November?
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you right now, if anything other than this and the southern border are your top priority, you're the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Your priorities are jacked and you're destroying this country and I hate you.
There you go.
And I'm not pulling punches on that. If these right here, this stuff that affects every single, this is something that's crossed the board. You bring up all that other crap, abortion, this issue, gay rights, all they select few, you know, groups of people those affect.
Mm-hmm.
This, what I just read to you, affects every single person in this country.
Yep.
And that's what should matter.
Yeah, but that doesn't pull the heartstrings of people. It doesn't polarize. It
pulls my heartstrings when I can't do something I want to do because I got to buy eggs.
Oh, yeah.
That are up 49% for some freaking eggs.
And there's no rhyme or reason to anything right now. Like, we live in Jersey. I stopped in Wawa the other day. Gas was $3.33. A week ago, gas was what, $3.18?
Yeah, yeah. It just jumped again.
It's $3.33. I'm like, and we're looking at it. The truck was on 80, mind you. I mean, yeah, I got an F-250. I get 15 miles a gallon. I get it. But the truck was on 80. And I'm like, do we? And Stacy's like, you know what? Put $50 in it.
I'd have put 10.
I know. Put $50 in it.
Where'd you go?
Huh?
Where'd you go?
What do you mean?
Where'd you get gas?
At the Wawa.
Okay.
This was at the Wawa. It's for $3.33. Because
you and the Mighty Joe station, bro. They're a buck higher than everybody everywhere.
Well, I'll explain my Mighty Joe saga in a second. But the so we went up to Costco. Costco was $3.11.
Wow.
But I mean, they always still, cheaper? Yeah, but not that much cheaper. Usually it's like maybe 15 cents or a nickel, or it's not like crazy. Right now they are
so a gas lot cheaper. So way back when Biden first got in, remember it spiked, like gas was up. For us, fours?
It was like up in the fours.
Yeah, it was closing in on five.
In 2020,
and that's high for here.
In 2020, we were in 2020, 2021, I think it was 2020, when we went to Hawaii. We were in San Francisco. We made a stop at San Francisco. Whoa. Gas was 7.25 for regular.
They're always out of
control. 7.25 a gallon for regular.
Yeah. So, again, it was up to that point. But since it kind of dropped back down to its new norm, right?
Yeah.
It's been doing that yo-yo for like 2 years where it's like
crazy.
It's like three, you know, gets down into like maybe even gets to like 309, but it takes weeks for that to happen, right? Yeah. And then you go back overnight and it's back up to 320 something.
Regardless, we haven't seen the twos.
No, we haven't seen twos at all.
In Jersey, we haven't seen twos.
No, not at all.
Since he's been in office. So.
No. And that's what they were saying, that the national average, like right now from when like Trump was into now, he was at like a dollar. Like it was like, maybe it was two, maybe it was like just over $2. And the national average like now is like, it's like, what they say? It was like, is it like almost five?
I think
something like that.
Yeah.
I think it's like five, but it's like ridiculous difference. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you know, the president has nothing to do with that.
I just got gas in Tennessee. I got gas in Tennessee and it was $3.85 a gallon.
It's high.
$3.85 a gallon.
That's high.
Knoxville. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, these are the things that hit people. Like, everybody's like, oh, you got solar panels. Like, that was a mistake. Well, I got solar panels for a number of reasons. One, I needed a roof and I got a huge federal tax rebate to put a roof and solar panels in my house. And then they're like, well, you have a solar panel payment. I was like, yeah, my electric bill is like nothing. And my solar panel payment, newsflash, is not going to change. It's never going to change until it's paid off.
Right.
Your electric bill, by the way, is up 20% in 3 years. Yep. So, yep. I mean, is it playing the long game? Yes. Is your house going to be, you show these electric bills, I mean.
Who's busting your chops about solar panels?
A couple people have busted my chops about solar panels. They're like, it's not worth it. Are you renting them or buying them?
Like friends are online.
Some friends, yeah. Mm-hmm. And are you renting them or buying them? And I'm like, I know.
I hear the same thing.
Buying them. And it's like, well, you should have rented them for what? So they could stick it up my ass
Carolyn's anti them too, but it has a lot more to do with the issues that happen when in real estate. Cause being a realtor and in that world, like there's issues buying and selling, but
I think it's going to be more accepted. I think I think it's going to get more and more accepted in real estate. And I mean, I don't want to say it's something that people are going to look for, but I think if you're a realtor seeing a house and you're laying out an electric bill, that's $6 a month, and here's your solar payment.
Yeah, see, I don't want any solar panels that don't provide me juice when everybody else is out.
Well, you can get that.
Yeah, that's
I can get that, but
that's a big
batteries. It's another 20 grand. That's a big chunk.
Otherwise, to me, it doesn't. I wouldn't do it. Me personally, I'm not saying you shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. Me personally, if I'm doing it, I want to be like
off the grid.
If the grid goes down, because of some cyber attack or something, like I still want power.
I'll have power when the sun's up, but I'm not going to have power when the sun. I mean, and that's just, I can put batteries in. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you have that option, but it's, is it completely off the grid? No. Do I think
if the electric goes completely out?
Yeah. And it's a sunny day. I'll have
power. You'll have power with those.
Yeah. Yeah.
How does that work?
I don't know how it works. Solar, I don't know how it works. There's an inverter.
Have you actually experienced that?
Have not yet. I'll let you know how that works out for me.
Curious to see how that goes.
Didn't stop me from putting a generator plug in on the other side of the house, though. So no worries. But again, I'm sure you're not going to run stuff. I'm sure I'm not going to run an air conditioner off of solar.
Yeah, well.
So, I mean, there are things that, you probably can't run off of that. But I mean, I got a stove. I just redid this kitchen. I got a stove that's not electric because I'm done having to run a 220 line for a stove. I mean, even to do that with a generator is a draw when you have an electric stove. And I bought a stove. So, I mean, it's a nice stove, but there's no electronics on it. There's no clock. There's nothing. The only thing electric on it is the igniter, which you could obviously do with a match.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
Bare bones, man.
Bare bones. You guys should see this. You should see the stove. Bare bones. This is the most bougie bare bones stove you'll ever see.
I love saying that to people who've seen the
bare
stove.
Bare bones. Okay. I mean, listen,
it's a 6-burner Wolf range. It's nice. Yeah. It's not too shabby.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is a thing, I mean, it's, is it very possible? Listen, is it very possible that if we see, he gets in again and you're seeing this rise in the cost of electricity like we've been seeing? I mean, it was 20% this time around. Who's not saying if this guy gets in for another 4 years, you might not see a 40% increase over those 4 years, right? So how much do your solar panels become worth then?
Yeah, man, it's...
Oh, and the state of New Jersey is giving me $75 a month for 15 years.
Yeah. If you just think about the mere fact, let's just say it's like a normal for those people that live or work in any kind of world where you get normals, yearly increases, merit increase, whatever they want to call it, the company wants to call it, right? You get a raise basically, right? A pretty normal raise is a 3% raise.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's pretty normal. If you're at a company and you're there for a long time, that's just kind of pretty standard. If you're doing a good job, 3%.
That's probably right? Average.
Well, inflation's at 4-something.
Oh yeah.
So you got a raise this year and you're still poorer than you were last year. because of the stuff you got to buy.
Which is interesting.
Inflation.
I remember in the 90s, when I first went to work at the Borhart and Lung Center, we got two raises. You got your merit raise, and you got a cost of living raise. You got a cost of living raise.
Yeah, we don't. I don't think that's normal.
Cost of living raise is a lot of places it was normal. It was normal a lot of places. I used to get a cost. Yeah. At Helene Fold, we used to get a cost of living.
Well,
it's gone. Nobody does cost of living raises anymore. No. It's gone.
I mean, that's just like pensions, you know,
yeah.
for normal people, like unless you have a government job, like pensions are gone too. It's all 401k.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, you just think about that. Like, oh, I'm making more money this year, but I'm not better off than I was last year.
I'm certainly not better
because off than 3 years ago. Inflation. Right. So, you know, it's just like, that's how, like when I left my last job, that's one of the reasons, you know, I was anxious to get out of there and left because they didn't do, it was a government, like a government contract job. So we didn't get yearly raises, right? So I went years without any kind of pay increase.
Because you were bid on a contract.
Right. But the company I worked for's medical went up every year. That was Obamacare. That was all that went up every year. So I didn't get a raise and I was worse off every year because I was paying, because I was the one carrying the medical benefits. That went up every year, and I'm just bringing home less money every year.
And now you're running a company, though. I mean, people get mad at the companies, but you're running a company, right? Mm-hmm. You've bid on a contract, right? Yeah. How can you build that into your contract? You can't. You don't know what that's going to be.
No, well, with those kind of jobs that I had, the government controlled the pay range of the job title. So unless the government changed that, the company wasn't obligated
to do anything to
give you more. If the government changed it and it was more, then they had to. But so obviously, why would they? You know,
they would.
Other than, you know, trying to make their employees, you know, enjoy working there and want to stay. But, you know, they could, if they wanted to, they could pay you more. They just couldn't pay you less than whatever that government number was. But that's a whole different way. You know, not everybody's in that kind of business. Your average kind of, you know, office jobs, you know, aren't like that. But still, like, just to think that you could make more money and you're worse off is just not the American dream.
No.
At all.
No.
Like, as you progress in a career, and, you know, it used to be beneficial, you know, people wanted to stay with the same company for 20, 25 years and get a pension and all that stuff. And now
there is no fruit in that.
It doesn't benefit you now. No. They actually say it's a fact that if you don't switch companies every 3 or 4 years, you're not going to be making more money. It's more beneficial. You'll make more money leaving and going to a new company, and you'll get a bigger pay increase than you will staying and getting your 3% every year.
Yep.
I forget what the number was, but it was almost like if you left a company, you were more likely to get closer to a 20% increase to go to a different company than to stick around at your job and collect 3% every year
and do that. And I've got a good story on this one, but before we get into that, let's hear from Legendary USA, sponsor of this podcast and the sponsor of our Tunnel to Towers event on July 13th. And let's go. What's up, everybody? I just wanted to take a minute to tell you about the sponsor of today's podcast, Legendary USA. Their selection of leather and denim jackets, vests, gloves, chaps, and riding shirts are 100% made in the USA with a lifetime warranty. Legendary USA isn't just about style, it's about quality. With American-made products and a commitment to excellence, you can trust that you're getting gear that's built to last. Legendary USA isn't just for bikers. They have a full selection of shirts, hoodies, EDC, tactical and survival gear, all made here in the USA. And here is the best part. Legendary USA is offering our listeners an exclusive deal. When you shop at legendaryusa.com and use the promo code LegendaryPod, you'll get 15% off on your first purchase. That's Legendary with a D and Pod for podcast. So why settle for ordinary when you can be legendary? Click that link in the description to head on over to legendaryusa.com to explore their fantastic range of products and use the promo code Legendary Pod to snag your 15% off discount today. Now back to the show, and thank you for Legendary USA for supporting this podcast.
Yeah, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to see Chris, owner of Legendary USA, on Tuesday night.
The big bike night on Tuesday.
If you're in our area, local to South Jersey, every Thursday at Fielder's Pub in Hamilton, New Jersey, there will be bike nights. And he won't be at all of them, but he was at the last one selling some of his merch, and he will be there this coming Thursday. Yeah, this coming Thursday, by the time you see it. So you have a shot. Come out and buy some of his gear. Good dude. You just got a leather vest.
Yep. And I got some gloves, man. I love the gloves,
leather
man.
I still don't have a leather vest yet. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to give me one right now because I'm...
It's getting there.
Because I'm losing weight, and he doesn't want to give me one that's too big. I'm actually hanging on to... I have one in the house that doesn't necessarily fit me right now, and I'm kind of hanging on to it.
You're going
to
try and get into that? Is that your skinny vest? Like, yeah. Everybody's got their skinny jeans, their skinny vest?
I'm not far off from it. So I'm going to hang on to it, I think. But yeah, good dude, good company, man. American-made products. Everybody wants American-made products, man. He does it. People got to understand, we talked about this. Everybody wants the quality American-made products.
But they all want to pay
$3.99. But they hate the price. The price sucks. I want to pay Amazon prices. Well, can't pay China prices for American-made stuff, man. So check them out online, you know, legendaryusa.com. You can go on there. They actually have a new feature on there where you can kind of build your vest or jacket kind of like... who's that other mainstream one? First MFG.
You got
a builder on there. He's got a pretty cool thing. If you're into Dixon flannels,
he's doing the inside in Dixon's.
Yeah. He was able to buy like 100 and something, like unworn brand new Dixon flannels. Mm. And he's using them as liners. Like they're creating liners in the, inside of vest or leather jacket. So like you can go on there and you can kind of build it like that.
Wonder if I bring him a Dixon, if he would hook me up.
If you brought him one?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You'd have to send it down to Florida, but I'm sure he could.
Okay.
That's where his partner is. They work out of Florida.
You know why they make American products in Florida? They got freedom down there.
They do.
So I stayed with the same company for 20 plus years. And the first probably 10 years of it, it was a really good company. Mm-hmm. The first 5 years of it was an amazing company. First 10 years of it, kind of what happened, it was a very innovative company. And then they realized that they were going to have to position themselves to be acquired. So they positioned themselves to be acquired. They got thinner. They stopped up money into R&D. They started getting, you know, branching out and making smaller acquisitions, building the portfolio. So things kind of dragged from an innovation standpoint for quite a while. And then they got acquired by a big company, and I tried to roll with the punches, and I rolled with the punches probably for a decade. The problem is I probably rolled with the punches for 5 years too long. Mm-hmm. Because I was at that window where it was just like, all right, I'm in my mid-40s. If I can hang in there till I'm 55, I can get benefits for life. Like that was like my thing. And I just couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
It just became completely not worth it for a number of reasons. For one, when I tested the market was better. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, the market was just better. So, and I recently, you know, I talked to a woman, and I can't say who it was, but you know, she said, listen,
Kamala.
No, it wasn't Kamala. Kamala. If you are not moving up every 3 years,
what do you mean by up?
Like being promoted up in position. Mm. If you're with a company and you are not moving up, you need to be moving out.
It's interesting.
Yeah. And her window was 3 years.
I think that's
that's tight.
I also feel like that's like a career motivated person.
Yeah. Well, she is. Right. I mean, granted, very career motivated person, very successful at the top of where
she, that's a very corporate mindset. Yeah,
it is. And she's not a CEO, but she's there. Like she's ready for that and she's there, and she is, I don't know, 45, 48.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I took so long trying to figure out what I wanted to be when I grew up. that I went from trying to figure out what I wanted to be when I grew up mm-hmm. to just wanting to have a job that pays the bills with minimal to no responsibility. I have no desire to be, you know, and in my company, I could like management mm-hmm. to move up that way. I have zero desire because all that comes with that is more responsibility and more hours worked.
Yeah. I feel like the older I get, the more, I don't want to say that I feel pressure to do it, but I used to never have the desire to do that. And now I look at that and I'm like, you know what? Because I look at that and I think to myself, I know I can do that better.
Yeah, I know I can too, but I don't want to. Nope. Actually, I have good management right now.
I have great management.
When I first started with this company, I was, you know, year two into it, and I had like the one-on-one with my boss, my supervisor, you know, and they ask you that, like, you know, what are your goals? Do you have goals to move up within the company? Because there's tons of opportunities. It's a pretty big company, tons of opportunities. And I told them straight up, I was like, listen, man, I'd be perfectly content sitting in this position for the next however many years, collecting my 3% every year, doing my 9 to 5 and being done for the day, taking nothing home with me, having my vacation time, taking it without worrying about what's going on at the job when I'm away. I have no desire. A management position would just kill my desire to travel and do all those. Nope. And he was like, it's perfectly fine. Like he was,
oh yeah,
like he was cool. Like he understood like where I was coming from. I'm not, you know, at this point, I'm not like 30. I'm not, you know, at that go-getter. Like I'm mid 40s. Like I'm not trying to pursue some sort of better career at this point. You know, I'm making decent money. Give me my annual. keep accruing, keep gaining, you know, vacation time as I stack on years. That's I'm totally fine with that. And I recently had, and I've obviously since then I've switched like jobs within the company twice since then. And I'm on like a totally different like program or whatever, same company. And I had that same kind of conversation recently. And I'm like, oh dude, I don't want to, and I know that probably looks terrible, like to some management people.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't care. Like if that like makes you want to get rid of me, what do you got to do? Like, I'm not going to lie to you and be like, yeah, I want to be a manager. And then that comes up. And then like, I'm like, I'm not going to be obligated to try to apply for some management position that I don't want.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm not career orientated at this point in my life. 48. Like I'm not looking to like move up the chain, man.
I felt like that when I was with Abbott. That's kind of how I felt. I was just like, let me just go to work and do my thing and just leave me the F alone. And I feel like that type of working environment is rare to, if not gone, especially on the medical end. Mm-hmm. Like there is no doing your work and being left alone. There is none of that anymore. There is none of that.
Glad I'm not in that field.
It's tough. But again, now I'm with a company and I'm with people who I enjoy working with and a company that is given, you know, me an opportunity to bring something to a market that may change the lives of people for years to come.
Yeah. That's cool.
You know, it's a cool thing and it's inspiring. It's, you know, you want to do what you can. So it's a different work. I want to say it's a different work environment, you know?
Yeah.
But
it's interesting. I don't know, man. I just want to travel at this point. I love the fact that I can work from home. Love the fact that Carolyn can work from home. And our goal is to just spend less time at home.
And more time on the road.
More time on the road, working from the road. Kind of exploring the country. Like people like who talk about vacation and stuff. Like I don't need to leave the country to vacation. There's so much in this country that I haven't seen.
Yeah. I mean, there's a ton of stuff. And Stacy and I had that conversation a while back. There's a ton of stuff in this country that is great to see. I mean, I recently went to, you know, to Tbilisi, Georgia. And was that cool? Yeah, it was cool seeing the way people live differently. And that's exactly how they live, just like we do, a little bit differently. Did I have this impression that, you know, I was going to this like crazy third world country and I could never live there and who knows what the heck we're going over to? And I went there and I was pleasantly surprised and I was like, you know what? It's not like you couldn't live here. It's not like you couldn't live like they do. They're not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're just people just like the rest of us. They're just in a different part of the world. They go out and slam some vodkas and
all their buildings
eat some barbecue
and old and small.
Yeah, their homes are not what U.S. homes are, but you want to live in a camper anyways.
Yeah. There's a lot of places around the world, you know, would I like to see? Sure. But that's to me, like the headache of that travel is it's just so much easier to get an RV and drive across America. And there's so much to see.
I'm sure you're going to go back to Germany.
I'd love to go back to Germany one day, but it's not like a pressing, like it's, I'd like to do it, but it's not like some sort of pressing desire.
So I have the opportunity coming up, hopefully to go to Italy, to do, you know, to do some research, to go, go to Italy. And, you know, I said to Stacy, I'm like, you know, my airfare is paid for. Why don't we look at some airfare? Like, here's some general dates. I don't know exactly when it's going to be. Holy cow, the airfare to Italy.
Well, I just read to you airfare, how much it was up. Do I need to read that again?
I know, right?
That was 40%.
It's like $1,500-$1,700 for coach to Italy.
Wow.
It's crazy. Crazy.
Well, that makes it even easier to stay in the U.S. and hop in my RV and drive.
We flew business to Georgia, right? I mean, that's for flying for work. I mean, that's, you know, something that at least you could do. So we flew business class, Turkish Airlines. Insane experience aside from the landing in Tbilisi, but very good. And that ticket was $5,500. Round trip. $2,500 there, $2,500 back.
I have an issue spending the $4,000 it would take that my family of four to go to Disney World.
F Disney.
Let alone spending F Disney. F $5,500 for one person to fly across the country.
Yeah.
Or across to another country.
I know.
$55 for one ticket for one person.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
So Carol and I want to go over wherever this place was. It's $10,000 before we even pay for anything else.
For airfare.
$10,000 for airfare. Mm-hmm. And then I got to pay. I got to have hotels and I got to have spending money and God knows what. Who does a $20,000 vacation?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, thanks. I'm not built like that. Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
I've never done one of those.
You know how much campgrounds are? Biggest cost on that trip is just the gas. And that's thanks to Biden. So when Trump gets back there, I've been all over the country with my $1.55 gas. And then I'll tell you right now. Because you know there's these people out there, and they're mostly Democrats, that want to tell you how the president has nothing to do with the gas.
Oh, right? Everything to do with the gas.
Nothing to do with the gas, except every time there's a Republican, it's low, and every time there's a Democrat, it's high. Mm-hmm. It was low under Trump. It's been crazy under Biden. If Trump gets back in there and this crap drops down to two and under two, the next person that tells me the president doesn't have something to do with the gas is getting punched in the mouth. All right.
Via Facebook chat.
All right, Lewis, you're getting punched in the mouth, right in the mouth. Tell me that. And that was funny. Do you see that one clip that went around? You know, because they've been preaching this since day one that the president had anything to do with that. It's not his fault. And then that clown, the mouthpiece, what's her face? The black lesbian.
Yeah.
She was talking about, you know, the president's doing everything he can to get gas prices down. And the one, was it Ducey, Peter Ducey? He was like, well, I thought the president didn't have anything to do with the gas prices. And she was like, she had nothing. She was like, thanks, guys. Closed your book and walked out. Hilarious. Love when they catch him in some freaking two-faced crap, man. Which is it? Does he have something to do with it or does he not? Because if he doesn't, then what's he doing to get it down? Can't do anything.
As soon as they push the energy, initiative, gas prices go right up. It's like all they got to do is like say, we're going to be electric by 2035. The next fucking day, gas is up 15 cents. Like, it's like.
The electric thing's killing me, man.
It's never going to happen.
They're pushing that so hard. And everyone that has any kind of knowledge on it says there's just no way. The infrastructure just cannot.
It can.
It's crazy.
It can. It just can.
They got all those chargers at the Wawa up here in Medford. Yeah. That whole strip back there.
Yeah, you park there?
I don't park there because it's further to walk. But I do crack up in the morning watching all the people that do park there that like
don't have electric cars.
No, no. I did see one knucklehead parked there charging and he's on his phone, and I'm like, what are you just gonna sit here for 45 minutes?
I'm telling you. I gotta start parking there.
It's funny though that you were talking about your job and how like it was good to begin at the beginning, and then as they realized that they wanted, you know, like they, to grow, like it starts. That's the thing. That's what really sucks about business. That's why I like small businesses, because anytime like the business, I know it's better for them, the businesses, and they end up making more money in the long run, like trying to go public and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But every time they do that, like they're great and they get this following as a small business and everybody loves them. And then as they have to grow and the things they have to do, whatever it is they're providing just gets worse. It always does. Always.
No, no accident. We were just talking about Wawa. And
that's Wawa. This. Well, that was what made me think about it. Like,
how about Jersey Mike's?
I don't know about that. I don't eat Jersey Mike's. Yeah.
So Jersey Mike's back in the day, just like Wawa.
Just the name turned me off.
Just like Wawa would shave their cold cuts to order.
Right.
Right. They would. You want a turkey sandwich? They picked the turkey up out of the bin, and they went back there and they started slicing turkey to make your turkey hoagie. Right.
Yeah.
So. They were always really good. There was like two of them down the shore. They were really good. There was one like right in Ware Town. Great hoagie. I hadn't seen them in years. And all of a sudden in North Jersey, they put on New Jersey Mike's. And I was like, oh, what's up? We got a Jersey Mike's. Let's go get a hoagie. Stacy was like, this is terrible. And I was like, I know. This is not the sandwich that you got, because just like Wawa, you got this thick pre-cut kind of almost like slimy cold cut that is like,
yeah, I mean,
it's just, I don't know what the.
So first thing, there's people listening to this. They're like, what's a hoagie?
Well, hoagie's a grinder.
Submarine.
Hoagie's a sub.
I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
It's anyway, a long roll
sandwich. But no, like think about it. Like when we were in high school, was like the heyday of Wawa.
Oh man.
It was amazing.
Even like grammar school for us, because that's when we got our first like Wawa, like middle school.
They sliced, like you said, the meat was fresh and they cut it to order.
It was a deli.
They were on Amoroso rolls, which are amazing.
If you know, you know, and if you're not from Philly, you don't.
Amazing. It was amazing. It was like we all loved it. And then as it started to grow, and what's the thing? They started expanding south, right? Like they started popping up here and there in Florida. Well, when they're going to do that, what do they got to do? They got to kind of streamline their processes more, because now they're not no longer just local to the Eastern PA and Jersey area, right? They're trying to spread out. So they got to streamline everything. And now they stop slicing their bread or their own meat. Right. That was the first big change.
They started making their own bread.
But that's the most recent, which is in probably the last 5-6 years, something like that. Maybe they started doing their own bread and stopped. And it just, the hoagie sucks now, man.
It's not good.
They used to be like, let's go get Wawa hoagies, dude. They were awesome. And now it's like,
yeah, it's not good.
I really, at this point,
it's not good.
The only thing I'm diehard about Wawa is a coffee. At this point, that's like the only thing that I'd prefer over any of the other coffee places.
That's not true.
What do you mean it's not true?
Half and half.
What?
Well, half and half.
What about it?
The iced tea. You're diehard for that.
I could live without it. I mean, I do.
You weren't happy living without it.
Well, it was the principle of like, you have all these teas and you have all these different flavors of teas and you got the half and half. And you have the diet half and half in the small the pints or whatever they are, 16 at whatever. You got all these other ones that are in a half gallon. Why is, since COVID, the only thing that's been affected is the diet half and half?
Yeah, I don't.
It was just the principle of like, that just annoyed the crap out of me. But yeah, like the coffee is the one thing that I like. Like I don't like Dunkin', I don't like Starbucks, you know, and who's going to 7-Eleven for coffee? Like, I love Wawa coffee. I stop there almost every morning and grab it. Like on the way home from the gym or whatever, I grab it, bring it home for both Carolyn and I. But it used to be that way. We used to eat hoagies like it was going out. We'd eat hoagies several times a week.
You would never go to Wawa and think about ordering a sandwich. You always got a hoagie.
But now it's like, I don't want that. Now I'd rather have their pizza, which.
That's terrible.
Is ridiculous, but.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It really wasn't terrible.
I get a sandwich.
I mean, you're such a pizza snob, but it really, like, again, pizza's like sex. Even when it's bad, it's still good. Like, I will tear up an Elio's pizza. Like, are you kidding me? What was the best lunch day at school in high school?
Oh, was
you're going to say some weird stuff like lima beans or something because you just eat the weirdest
no,
crap.
No, no.
Everybody loved pizza day.
I like pizza day. I like the little moon crater burgers that we used to have that were like in the water. I would eat those.
A burger in the water?
Yeah, they used to have them like in the catering tray, like in the water. Keep them warm. You don't remember those burgers?
I remember. They were it soaking in water?
Yeah, they were like in warm water.
Think about that right now, what you're saying.
I know. That's how they were, though.
But the pizzas, like a pizza day was the
pizza
day,
was good.
And it was like nothing more than the little rectangular Elio's pizza piece. Yeah. You know, like,
I mean, it probably wasn't Elio's, but it was something.
It was something. Who knows that they did in mass production, but giant big things that they cut. I don't know what they were. But
the tater tots were a thing.
Yeah, I mean,
used to love the tater tots. I mean, to this day, I still love tater tots, and I feel like in South Jersey, they're still a thing.
Well, and who says they're not elsewhere?
You go North Jersey, there's not on. They're barely.
North Jersey is just you can't compare. You can't just go South Jersey, North Jersey. What if you go to Kentucky? Do they don't have tater tots?
I've never seen them in Tennessee.
You've never seen tater tots in Tennessee.
I haven't seen tater tots.
If anybody's watching this from Tennessee listening to this, watching this. Do y'all have tater tots in Tennessee?
The only time you'll see them, I feel like the only time you'll see them is at a restaurant that's doing them that gives you like the loaded tots appetizer.
There you go. It's tots. Right.
Yeah, but like you can't like get tots instead of fries usually.
That's not even every place in South Jersey.
But it's more places than other places.
I don't know because I mean, I spend most of my time in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And when I don't necessarily look for the tots. Typically, if I'm going to order anything other than potato and then regular fries, it's either sweet potato fries or onion rings.
Yeah.
I don't usually.
Yeah, no, I'm
not a tater tot nut. I like a loaded tater tot, or loaded tater tots are nice.
Yeah.
This is some fat talk right now.
I know. We're talking about potatoes. It's because I'm getting.
We're talking about the invasion at the border to tater tots.
Getting hungry. Hey, man.
How weird is this podcast?
So.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, if you're not paying attention to the importing of votes, I don't know. What are you paying attention to? Like, are you one of those like singular topic voters? Like, I only vote based on.
Listen, I know people.
Abortion.
I know people who are only going to vote based on abortion. Like, that's their thing.
It's insane. It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a free country for the time being.
It's not really. It's not free at all.
Well, no, it's not.
What's free? Name one thing that's free.
Healthcare if you're broke. Didn't see that coming.
It's not free. It's free for them, free but it ain't them. Free.
It ain't free. It's free for them.
It's crazy to me. Those single, like, listen, I have my take on abortion. I'm a hard no, right? But at the same time, for political purposes, Republicans can't do anything if they don't win.
Yeah.
They can't affect anything if we're not in some type of control, right?
Yeah.
So my thing is, even though I'm an adamant anti-zero, like abortions, no, I'm a hard no on that. If you have to bend a little on that to win and not let the Democrats make that such a huge topic that you lose on it, like, then you got to do what you got to do. Like,
yeah.
If you're in control, then you can like do like the Democrats do, and they just tick away at everything, right?
Oh, yeah.
They start here, and over time, it's just everything is just going their way, just little by little. And Republicans just don't know how to do that.
No, they don't know how to play the long game.
They don't know how to play the long game. They're always reactionary. They're never out in front of anything. And, I mean, honestly, I'm more angry about the Republicans than I am Democrats. I'm a Republican,
they're not united.
They are never lockstep. There's one thing, no matter what, the liberals will always be in lockstep on whatever the issue is. Mm-hmm. And we just aren't, man. You never see Democrats, 12 of them vote on the Republican side. But you'll see these 12 rhinos that got to be over here.
Because their districts are kind of...
Oh, it's disgusting, man. You're just cowards and you're scum. Like I at least can appreciate the fact that I know what I'm getting with a Democrat. They tell me exactly what their goals are.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Whereas these Republicans.
That's not true.
No, you know what every liberal's goals are.
You know, I mean, it's like people think their goal with gun control is gun control, but their goal with gun control is not gun control. goal.
Well, we know they're all about rules and regulations for gun control. I mean, there's no secrets to that.
But their end game is to like not have guns.
Of course. I mean, if you have any clue, of course. But at the same time,
but people argue the point. Well, they just want background checks. Well, they only want 10 bullets in a magazine. They only want this. They only want that. You know, fuck you.
Well, that's exactly what I was just talking about. They're just ticking away
at it.
Little by little. You know exactly where they're coming from, but you got every cycle of elections for all these Senate and Congress seats and all this stuff with the Republicans. They come out there and they just blah, 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 blah about how they're going to be hard on this and they're going to do this and they're going to do that. They don't do shit.
Especially after they win 3 or 4 terms.
Oh my God, they don't do anything. They just, I mean, I'm like Crenshaw's another one that I'm just so disappointed in. Like, he's just not what he billed himself as at all.
Nope.
At all.
He was in the beginning. For that first term or two,
it's that freaking swamp, man.
He was all about it, but now he's like,
and that's why no matter what people will say and they'll rip her for being a nut and this, that, and next, like, I will always respect that Marjorie Taylor Greene does not cave on what she says she's there for and who she support, who she is there for as a voice of and doing their will. Like she does, you're never going to buy her.
No.
You know?
I hope not.
You're never going to buy her, man. And there's so few that are like, whatever, you can all hate me and you can try to like get me, you know, midtermed and voted in. She doesn't care, man. She's.
Eli Crane's another one. You know, I hope Eli Crane sticks in.
He's new though, isn't he?
That's what I'm saying. He's new.
Well,
and he's not.
Marjorie Taylor Greene's been around a little bit. I don't know. I mean, you would think. I like these guys that are ex-military. A lot of them ex, you know, some type of, you know, special forces or something like that. Like they're very well-rounded. And while they usually lean conservative on a lot of things, they're still very like open to like.
Yeah.
You know, dialogue and trying to work things out. And they're not like crazy staunch on any one end, right?
Because not for nothing, a lot of them are leaders.
Yeah.
I mean, real leaders.
They know how to be leaders, yeah.
Right. That's the best part. Not like,
you know. Which is why I thought Crenshaw would be better, but, you know.
He's folding up shop over there.
He bothers me.
He's not.
You know, he's that one of those ones that I wanted to like, but he just doesn't deliver.
No, he's just riding the. He's riding that, you know, riding the bus at this point. Riding it out.
Maybe he's young. Like, what's he riding now?
Yeah, well, you know, John McCain and Joe Biden were young when they started, too, you know.
God.
So.
Can't, man.
Those guys were young, too.
Can't. I don't know. Like, as seriously, like, if...
Remember young Biden talking about black people?
It's amazing how like
his words.
It's amazing.
His words.
It's amazing how people like supporting him. And I throw that up loosely because nobody's really supporting him. They're all just anti-Trump. Nobody's actually in support of Biden. But the people that support him, they just ignore that stuff.
Yeah.
Many things he said that is 100% opposite of what today's Democrat is. No,
on the Hill he said those things.
Oh my gosh. The things he said.
Obama said we need to, you know, curtail immigration.
They all did back in the day. All the clips of Clinton about the, you know, our southern border.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all, and he was, what wasn't it with him? Like, he wasn't it? I feel like it was Clinton who was one of the first ones that said something about make America great again. And that's where like that originally came from, and it was totally cool when he said it, right? But Trump says it, and that means he's a racist and a this and a that. And it's like, what?
It's sad
that we're at this state where like having pride in your country and your country being the most important thing, number one before anything else, is like a bad thing.
Oh, it is terrible.
It's so twisted. We're so screwed.
We got a lot of topics.
Depressing.
To talk. We got a lot of election.
I hope we did a good job of depressing all of you today.
We got a lot of stuff. One topic I want to throw out there that I want to kind of get to, and you have kids that are like getting into like the age of, you know, one in college, one kind of finishing up college, and how with today's, especially over the last 4 years now, how they're like. Their ability to like start life and like start their American dream is screwed. And I definitely want to get into that because I feel like that's something, you know, that maybe not in this election because people might not, I feel like people just aren't getting it, But maybe, you know, as this group of people, you know, grows up and then has kids and moves from this election cycle to the next election cycle, like they see the impact that this administration has had on them at a critical stage in life.
You know, that coupled with just the ridiculous rate of depression and suicide and anxiety and all these triggers in people that age nowadays is actually a good topic. It's something we probably should like dive into a little bit, because it is, man. It's, and if I was somebody that was 21 right now, looking at my future with this kind of administration leadership, you know, in politics, I'd be depressed too.
Oh yeah.
I'd be super depressed, man. But there's a lot to unpack there with just that topic of the crazy depression, suicidal rates of young people nowadays, and you know, why?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot there. There's a lot to unpack there. And that's definitely an episode.
It's definitely Mental Health Awareness Month is coming up. So
it is, there'll be a lot about that coming up in May, but
so,
all right, man. Good chat. Hope we didn't bore you guys. I know we're all over the place.
It's good though. I don't mind being all over the place.
I don't mind being all over the place. I hope they don't mind us being all over the place, but I don't know.
Let us know if you do.
I don't know if you wanted me to say this, but we're going to be like trying to do something a little different with the YouTube version of this. We've had issues with the size of these podcasts. We don't have a professional production equipment, so the size of these files is very difficult to get edited and put up onto YouTube. So we might be doing something a little bit different with that moving forward. We still want to get it on YouTube, but it might be in a little bit different of a breakdown. It might not all be able to be in one video. It might be kind of broken down into one, two, three. It depends on how long these podcast runs, but whatever we can get up, but we're going to still try to get it to you guys, because I know I've been getting hammered by some people about why is there no YouTube video? Why is there no YouTube podcast? And, you know, they're up on like Spotify and Apple and all that stuff, but you know, the audio, but we haven't gotten the last few up on YouTube. But we're working on it. We're trying to figure out how to do that and make that happen. It's just, production issues over here on the back end that you guys don't get to see, but we're working on it. We're trying to figure it out. We're brainstorming on how to get it up. So you guys, those of you that do like to watch it on YouTube, and we do want it up on YouTube. We want the YouTube channel to grow. So we're working on it. Just bear with us a little bit, kind of just like our inconsistency. Just bear with us.
We're consistently inconsistent.
That's right.
We're getting there. And, man, well, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
We'll see you in the next one.
Definitely. Later. Yeah.